Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Well, this is the perfect song for tonight. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show.
They went in the Hall of Fame, too. Shout out to Salt and Pepper.
Yes, congratulations.
In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend.
Good for them, and perfect for tonight, Hugh, as the Eagles take on the Packers. 215-592-9494. When do you come down? More confident, more nervous in the Eagles as we get closer and closer to game time. I have some nerves this morning. I'm not going to lie to everyone. I think this is a toss-up game. I think it's a lower-scoring game. Look, I don't think the Packers are a great team, but they're good, and they're at home, and they're salty off of their loss. But there is one thing that could make me feel way better, and that's if the Eagles come out tonight, Hugh Douglas, and they just tush-push the Packers to oblivion. I mean, let's not forget, the Packers were the team, led by Mark Murphy, who now since has retired, but he was their team president, who tried to get this play banned. They were, I mean, of all the enemies of the tush-push, and we have a lot of enemies of the tush-push, McVay and all those guys, McDermott.
The media.
That's right.
Jim Nance.
Joe DeCamera. We got a lot of enemies of the tush-push here. But the biggest one were the Green Bay Packers. And Hugh, here's what I'm calling for tonight. I'm calling for the Eagles to run the tush-push over and over and over again. I want the Eagles to make a mockery of the Packers tonight and run the tush-push so many times that they just put their hands up in the air, that they just surrender tonight when it's a short yardage down and don't even try to put up resistance. I need the Eagles tonight to run it so many times and so effectively that the Packers are too embarrassed to even be the team that tries to get this thing banned after the season. Hugh, should we get more tush pushes tonight?
I think we should get tush pushes when we need them. Yeah, I just don't think we should just line up in the tush push.
You're the king of petty. What is this?
This is the ultimate petty night.
But I am the king of petty. I don't want to lie about that.
Who is this, Hugh Douglas?
But I don't feel like it needs to be done to prove a point to Green Bay.
Sure,
you know what you do to beat Green Bay? You beat them, number one, and you do it on a tush push at the end of the game. Like, right, you're getting ready to score to put the icing on the cake, then you light up in the tush push and tush that push all the way in there.
I think it's push that tush.
Push that tush.
Yeah, tush that push.
Yeah, yeah. That tush.
No, I need it three or four times per quarter. I need the Eagles to run it so much that Roger Goodell has to put a statement out tomorrow.
Like, first play of the game.
I want them to impact. First play of the game, first to 10?
No, I'd say tush first push. Play of the game. Go bombs away, bombs over Baghdad.
No, you're missing the point. Tonight's about the tush push.
Yeah, what do you know?
The song.
We know. But
no, like, I'm just saying, go deep.
But that's not
AJ.
But that's
AJ Brown.
But that's not petty. What are you doing?
That is petty. Put a lot of points
the
on
the Packers
that is petty.
Didn't try to take away the
bombs over Baghdad.
No, yeah. You're missing the whole point on this. This is about the tush push.
Yeah, when you do that, when you put the icing on the cake. For the icing on the cake, the Coupe de Gracie. You tush the push. For the Coupe de Gracie.
All right, how many do you need tonight? I'm going to set an over under tonight. I need over under 5.5 tush pushes tonight.
Well over.
Well over?
Yeah. I was thinking more like 10.
Or over under 9.5 tush pushes tonight. Hugh, are you taking the over or the under?
Under.
Come.
Boo.
Yeah, you know what you guys are.
Do you want to rub it in their face tonight?
Yeah.
Regular football game.
You rub it in their face. by going deep on them the first play of the game.
That's not our game.
And then
man.
You tush the push at the end of the game.
Well, like
the one, the Coop, the Gracie.
It's push still push the tush.
Yeah,
still making that up.
The push.
No.
Yeah. All right. Can we hear from one of the enemies of the tush push here, Matt LaFleur, who was really chesty at the coaches meeting in March, but now he's dialed back a little bit. Here's LaFleur a couple of days ago.
So, what do you think of the tush push? Now, obviously, it's a big storyline this week. I mean, I'm sure you've seen maybe some of the officiating of it.
Yeah, I think the best way to stop it is to not to allow it to happen in regards to you can't allow them in those short yarded situations because you know exactly what they're going to do, and they've been pretty successful at it, obviously.
If it does happen, how do you teach stopping it? Because obviously it could happen. How do you teach?
Sure. I mean, we'll always have a plan. I'm not going to. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
I mean, less from a schematic standpoint, just from a fundamental technique.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, there's fundamentals and techniques that I'd rather not get into. You know, we can have a conversation after the game.
Is your opinion on it changed at all from the comments you made at the annual?
Yes, I'm not going to get into it. It is what it is. You know, the NFL made a decision, and we have to find a way to try to stop the play, and it's a tough play to stop.
He's having a tough time. I mean, he's tired answering questions.
I appreciate that they peppered him with tush push questions.
Yeah, because they were big against it.
They were the one. All right, there's a story out ESPN this morning about the tush push and about the Packers' push to get rid of this back in the spring last year. A couple things I want to throw out there because I think they're really interesting. Mark Murphy, who's now since retired, but he was the Packers president. He was the one really, you know, leading,
advocating for the push.
Yeah, he was leading for the charge. Listen to this. He's not stopping with the nonsense. So he's retired now, so he's not part of anything. He retired in July, but he remains in favor of eliminating the tush push and believes there will be enough support to get it out of the NFL this coming season. Quote, "I would be shocked if it wasn't," Murphy said in a recent interview. "It's just a bad look for the league. And I didn't realize it. I guess officials missed a lot of false starts. I guess because players are all bunched in so close together that it's hard to see." So Murphy, even in retirement, is being a big
still
old baby.
Still being a hater.
Total baby. But this is the part I loved from the story this morning over at ESPN. "A longtime assistant thinks the Eagles will want to prove a point tonight. When asked how many times he thinks they're going to run it, he said, quote, over and over and over and over. Heck, they might run it on second and two just to shove it in your face." That's what we're talking about
here. That would be super petty, though.
It'd be awesome.
I would not be against that. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Why?
I just don't. I just think that Nick Sirianni.
I think you're missing who Sirianni is.
No, I know he's petty, super petty, and goofball.
Yeah, I could see them. Could you see tonight on they're on the 4 yard line first and goal? Tush push, tush push.
No, I'm
tush
saying
push.
When it's warranted. Not Kyle's talking about do it on the first play.
Yes, set a tone.
Like if they're down at the 4 yard line, like they were against the Giants, that's four tush pushes in a row. There's no question.
Well, do you remember Micah during that Giants Eagles game, the Thursday night game that you're talking about? Micah tweeted during that game, "This is not football," with the trash emojis.
Oh,
he was watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mighty funny, and I think Jason Kelce pointed this out, that I guess it was Jim Nance and Romo. When they were doing the game, and I think it was Buffalo that was doing the tush push.
Yep.
And they were talking about how elegant the play was and all this other stuff.
Elegant.
Yeah, they were they were speaking in favor of the tush push. They were in favor of it. And I was just like, yeah, that's kind of crazy. Kind of crazy.
Man, if we're in a position where we're going victory formation, put McKee in and just start running the tush push.
Over and over.
Yeah.
I want the Eagles tonight to make a mockery
of
the Packers.
No, I mean, no question. I do like the petty.
Yeah.
I mean,
Hugh, if you're Petullo and you're Sirianni.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're running it over 9.5 times.
You're probably not 9.
Yes, you can. Yeah, 9.5 is the number now.
No, I mean,
so many.
9.5 times. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Why not?
And
what do they have to lose?
Well, heard, like, let's pull this back. Pettiness, pettiness.
You're supposed to be the petty.
I am super petty, but
no, you're not. You're saying bombs away in the first.
Is this you or the Uber driver today?
I don't know who you are. I mean, we've totally lost the plot. Run the tush push.
I love game days. It's so exciting. You know what the best part I like about game day is when you're riding in and you see everybody that has their Eagles gear on.
Yeah, and you know what all those people want? They want the tush push.
They want petty.
Tush push.
No, we want W's.
Well, yeah, but that's we want that every week. Tonight is a little bit different because of the tush push.
I want W's.
All right, 215-592-9400.
Get both.
We'll throw this out there as well as with the confident nervous thing. Where do you come down in the game? Should the Eagles run the tush push way more than normal tonight? I say yes. I mean, to me, it's an easy yes. Like, every short yardage play, run the... what I mean by that is, let's say 2 yards or less. Run the tush push. You know it's going to be effective. You know it's good. And can't you just see it breaking Micah's will tonight? Like, that's what I want to do.
You want to be
I need him commenting on it after the game.
Yes.
And being very bitter.
You're talking about the tush push is trash.
I need the media to run to Parsons' locker after they run
Eagles
it 8 times.
Trash.
I want him to be pounding the table for it to be banned.
Yeah, it's not a football play. It's rugby. We got to get it out of the sport. I need
Eagles,
that tonight.
Eagles are trash. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. But see, that doesn't happen if they don't run it.
Like, they're going to run it. It's going to be on key downs, though. I don't think you should overdo it. I think you should run it when like you said, I don't mind running it on what? First and four or whatever, and running four different times.
How are we getting first and four?
I'm just saying, first on the foot, like first down on the four.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they did against the Giants. All right, 215-592-9494. Can we hear one more Packer on the tush push? Xavier McKinney, their safety, he sounds like he wants no part of playing defense against this.
During the tush push, I'm going to be in the back, and I'm going to be patrolling the back end just in case something does pop up. Yeah.
No sense in getting up.
No. That ain't for me. I'm going to leave that to the big fellas.
So he don't want no parts of that action.
Is that how it's been in the past?
Yeah. Because I think last year they actually tried to, they did like a little fake, and then one popped up by the ground. So that's why I'm back there for that. But I let the big fellas take care of that. I don't get in their business.
He wants no parts of
defending
that thing.
I mean, being honest, though. I mean, most corners don't want no action like that.
The more you hear from the Packers, from the Florida Parsons to McKinney to all those guys, they're a soft team. I mean, they're supposed to not be because they play in Lambeau. There's some softness to that Packer team. AJ is up on WIP. Good morning, AJ.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, AJ?
Good, AJ. What's up?
Nothing much, man. I don't know why all these people out here are worried about what the Packers are going to do to us. We've handled them in the past. Okay, they added Micah Parsons. What has he done against us when he's played in Dallas? We got Jordan Mailata on the left side. We got Lane Johnson on the right side. I don't see any issue going into this game. Now, what I see going for them is they are at home. Okay, mm-hmm. We can give them that. But we've shown in the past that Jalen Hurts and this offense and this defense and this coaching staff, most of all, can handle any adversity coming their way. I think the Eagles go into Lambeau Field. They go and they score 27 points. They keep the Packers to 17 points, and we come out of there with a win, and then we're on to Detroit next week.
I like it. Yeah, AJ, you're right for the most part about Micah against the Eagles. He hasn't – like, he's had some games with some sacks, but he has not wrecked games. It hasn't been like, oh, no, Micah Parsons just ruined the game. The one thing, AJ, I think is interesting tonight is the Packers seem to line him up in different spots. He doesn't just come off the edge.
He missed that part. He's lined up at center.
Yeah, they've been putting him over the guards and center. So, like, we got to be prepared for he's going to be everywhere tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say one concern we do have on the line, Cam Jurgens isn't there.
Yep.
You know, we got our backup in there. But if you take the line as a whole, what other line, you know, would you say is going to really hold it down? As a whole, the Eagles offensive line front has shown that they can handle any type of adversity, any injury going down. And I think with an extra week to go against this team, you're going to tell me the coaching staff hasn't put together a plan that can shut down this Packers defense? I think we go in with no problem. There's no reason we should be scared. Oh, and by the way, A.J. Brown for over 100 yards tonight.
Ooh, I like that. First game back off the injury, off the bye. A.J., good phone call. I mean, that's the one thing he said there is does have me excited, like what they added in the bye week. I mean, we saw last year the bye, they were a totally different team post-bye. And this year, we got a little break after the Giants game, and then they came out into the Vikings game, Hugh, and they were under center more, and then they ran that for two games. Now they've had a bye. Like, they may have a few more wrinkles that we haven't even had a chance to see yet. We see it tonight.
And the defense has evolved. You know, when you talk about the new pieces, don't know what the new pieces are going to bring to the table, but they're new pieces nonetheless. But I think that people aren't understanding. I understand, you know, Micah Parsons has not had historically good games against them. He's had some pretty decent games. But you tried to frame it in a way that I don't think people don't understand. Brett Toth is a backup.
Yep.
Like, and the shortest distance to the quarterback is that right there, the straight line, right to the center. If they're putting if they're trying to isolate Brett Toth, that could potentially be a problem. Like, I'm not saying it is going to be a problem, but people say, oh, well, you know, we offensive line did that. That if I'm attacking the offensive line with my best pass rusher, that's my end.
Well, when you think about the Eagles against Parsons in the past, Lane has done a good job. Mylott has done a decent job. Like, I'm not surprised at some point a defensive coordinator is like, well, why don't we move him away from your strength to your weakness?
To your weakness. And that's how you look at it. This could potentially be a matchup game. And now the question is, how are they going to protect Brett Toth, and get the ball out of their hands quickly? Because if I'm lined up in a definite passing down, I'm putting five on the line, one-on-one. Everybody got a one-on-one. So that means if they're putting five on the line, that means you're going to have to max protect. So the back's going to be back there. He's probably going to have to do scan protection. Saquon, that is. That's probably your best bet. But still, Brett is going to be one-on-one. And then you got to think, if they just go all sell out and they put people on the line, scan protection, they could send Micah late. And, Jalen has to get the ball out of his hand. There's a bunch of different ways that this could play out. But, you know, I still think the Eagles are going to win this game.
You know, I wonder if tonight is the night. We haven't seen much of it this season where Jalen runs more. Right, if
that would add a wrinkle in it.
Well, because it would throw them off a little bit. We haven't seen much of Hurts running. Also, if they're getting some early pressure up the middle with Micah, sometimes the best chance you have with early pressure is to escape right up the middle, get away from that pressure, and just run. I mean, I think we're due for Jalen running. I mean, week one he ran against the Cowboys. Would he have like 50 or 60 yards? It really feels like he hasn't run much since then. I mean, his legs they're still there when he wants to use them. And maybe tonight's a night where he runs for 50 or 60 yards and break. I mean, once in a while, he breaks a big one for like 25 or 30 yards and it flips a whole drive. We could use one of those tonight. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Chuck.
Yo, Gilio. What's the dealio here?
Chuck.
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, we roll tonight, man. I just don't see how they score on our defense. I mean, I'm being honest with you. I mean, Tucker Kraft, who's one of the best tight ends in football, he's out the game.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Watson just came back from a hamstring injury, and I think that they plan – You know, tic-tac-toe with the rest of the wide receivers that they got. You know, you got some guys that's hurt, that's in and out the lineup. So
yeah, they all banged up.
I mean, it's a big game for the Green Bay Packers. I mean, if they lose this game, they drop the third in the division. So, that, you know, they're going to be playing for something. I just think we oppose our will, man. I think that big old offensive line, Fred Johnson getting there, an offensive line, you know, you got a heavy dose of Saquon. We're going to need big Tank Bigsby back there. And you got to stay ahead of the sticks. Third and long is your enemy in this game. I'm telling you, third and long will devastate you in this game. You got to stay ahead of the sticks, man, to not give them a chance to neutralize that pass rush, man. I'm telling you, if we do that, we roll easily. I mean, you see the Packers, the Rams, they went up there, took care of business against the San Francisco.
Yeah.
Detroit took care of business, you know, and Seahawks took care of business.
Yep.
It's time for us to go there and show that we the defending Super Bowl champions. Take care, Ben. It's 34-13 Birds. We roll.
Ooh, I like it,
that's
Chuck.
That's rolling. Too.
That's a beatdown.
Yeah.
That's a beat. Well, we're up 34-13. Mm-hmm. Might as well run the tush push for an entire drive
to finish the game. See that, yeah.
Look, they don't even need to necessarily do the tush push. They could fake tush push. Like, have a little fun with it.
Didn't we do that against them in the playoff game last year?
They might be preparing for that because I heard somebody say
they
try to do a fake tush push, so you got to be prepared for that.
They should do like five different variations of the tush push tonight.
I mean, just go ahead.
Yes.
Just fool with them.
This is the night to say, screw you, NFL. Screw you, Goodell. Screw you, Mark Murphy. Screw you, Packers.
That's funny.
And it's clearly in their head. I mean, LaFleur is answering six questions on Friday about the tush push. The game hasn't even happened yet. So like, everyone knows what this is going to be tonight. And if we know Sirianni like we think we know Sirianni, he's going to want to be petty. I mean, this is a guy that won a whole game for Frank Reich in Indianapolis. I mean, he no one is petty like Sirianni. Wasn't around this time, what, 2 years ago, that he screamed at the crowd in Kansas City?
You like that?
He screamed at our own crowd.
He did. we're due for petty Sirianni. Yeah. We haven't seen one of them in quite some time. I think tonight's the night.
I can see it now.
I could see him screaming at the crowd about the tush push. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could feel like that. The matchup, I think, is very even back and forth, but that's the one edge we have tonight, is we're tougher than them, and we have the tush push. Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
What the hell is going on over there this morning?
What's that?
I mean, this isn't a slow news day. Mm-mm. This is game day.
Right.
And on one side of the table, we've got nervous Nelly Giglio.
Yeah, I'm nervous about this
one. And on the other side of the table, you know, I'm sorry, but I think it's time for Blue Jeans Larkin to implement some rules for the midday show. And let's start with 24 hours before Eagles games. No broccoli, because I think Hugh is suffering from a little issue called broccoli fog this morning. I mean, come on, gentlemen. Like the you people tell me all the time, lock the hell in. Let's go.
This is one of Aaron's better calls. I mean, he's right, calling me out and call. I mean, basically really calling Hugh out.
No, how are you?
Because you say you're confident and no one feels the confidence.
But I've said for weeks that I wasn't afraid of Green Bay.
Well, then,
I said that.
Well, we need you. What I need you
but
to
now
do
today,
today,
it sounds like you're going the opposite
I know.
Way.
What I need I'm, you.
How does that sound
that,
like?
It's the tone, I, Hugh. It's the tone.
Because I'm mellow. Because I never
it's
thought that.
Game day.
I never thought they were legit threatening me.
Dude,
from
you
the
got
day.
More fired up about taking Thanksgiving back last week
you
than you were.
I don't
the kids
think,
heard that
I don't think Green Bay's a legit threat of me.
Then say this is a blowout. Eagles win easy.
I don't think it's a blowout.
Well,
I think they win.
Say that.
I think they win.
What we hear is some nerves deep down.
No,
we hear them. Go ahead, Aaron.
Listen, guys, I need the confidence of the incredible Bulk and Q-Ball, okay? Because this team.
I guess you're Q-Ball.
I'm Q-Ball, yeah,
three,
me, yeah.
Two Super Bowls in 3 years, reigning Super Bowl champs, okay? Tonight is shaping up to be the perfect. It's right in the Eagles' wheelhouse. We've got Sky Marshall Hurts. Mm-hmm. We've got Quadzilla. We have the Monsters of Broad Street. We have the new look, young gun, gangrene defense. It's an outside stadium. It's going to be cold, and we've got the tush push. Let's go, Birds! E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, good job, Aaron. That was Aaron, one of Aaron's better calls. Locked
yeah,
in, succinct, gave an Eagles chant at the end, came after Hugh. I mean, I think that's
how it goes on a daily.
That's a good call by Aaron. And See, Aaron is...
Bar's not high, though.
Well, it's not. For him, it's not high. I mean, the bar is typically low. But that was a better call for
yeah,
Aaron there.
Funny, man.
Yeah. I need... All right, if I can't get you on board to say this is going to be a blowout to make me feel better, then I need you at least to get on board with telling me that they should run the tush push 9 times. 8 times.
They should run the tush push when needed, y'all.
7 times. What's the number I can get you to
probably
to
agree about with? 3 or 4.
Three's not going to cause an uproar at the NFL.
I mean, it's going to be an uproar regardless. That's the storyline.
Three's not enough.
You can't see Aikman and Joe Buck in there talking about, well, you know, the Eagles are in the tush push.
Sure, but three over the course of 3 hours doesn't move the needle. Seven or eight moves the
needle. Aikman and Buck say.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what they're going to talk about.
It's a huge story entering the game. Yeah. I want to see them run it so much that tomorrow the story is. What is the NFL going
to
do about this? This was, again, let's
no,
not
that's
for,
what you want the story
yes,
to be.
Yes, I do. This was the team.
It's an aberration.
That led the charge to get this out of the NFL. Of all the enemies of the tush push, and we have a lot of enemies around here of the tush push, no team was more of the enemy than the Green Bay Packers. And even Mark Murphy commenting on this story for ESPN this morning, he's retired. Murphy.
Yeah, get a life.
Exactly. Get a life. You put the proposal in. You lost, Mark Murphy. Move on, man.
Get a life.
Move on. A lot of tush push tonight. 215-592-9494. All right, should the Eagles run the tush push more than normal tonight to really make the Packers pay for it? I say yes. Hugh over here wants to throw the bomb. What do you
Bombs
want to do?
Bombs over Baghdad.
Hugh, that's not – what is that? Yeah. How is that petty?
I mean, I'm saying that is to throw a deep.
No, it's
throw
not.
A deep.
It's really not.
Touchdown?
You know, yeah. It's not.
It has nothing to do with the
to
the
take
matchup.
Control of the game immediately.
Mm-hmm. The tush push that, would take control.
That's demoralizing. No, because most
I
of the time
it's about sending a message.
Yeah,
no, it's demoralizing to drop a
but
bomb.
Has,
on,
but it has nothing to do with the tush push.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Maybe too much bomb talk. But
wait,
drop a touchdown. Drop a touchdown on them.
Yeah, but that's
drop a touchdown.
I thought we were a running team now. What happened before the bye?
Well, no, I'm saying they drop the touchdown on them and then start running the ball. Bombs?
Yeah,
No more bombs. The song, Bombs Over Baghdad.
No more. All right, 215-592-94.
Bombs Over Lambo.
There we go. Let's clean it up a little bit. All right, your phone calls on this. Are you getting more confident, more nervous as the hours count down to the game? Plus, we got some new faces playing tonight and a few familiar ones returning. What should we expect from the new Eagles tonight? We'll hit that next. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Football is in full swing, and let's be real, folks. There's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook. So don't wait for a bad beat with another sportsbook. Switch to the home of Fair Play, where they protect all player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays across any first-half injury. Some books protect your bet in the first quarter. Some do nothing at all, but not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets on every football game day, whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player prop. Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. That means if your player prop gets injured or a player gets injured in the first half, your bet will play on and with all the remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track your player prop performance in Fanatics Sportsbook app, and the payout is super quick too. So bet with a book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook, winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.